Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Thanksgiving Eve. And we got James Hasty, former All-Pro cornerback, who has founded a company that has as its goal and purpose to get more people of color, men of color in this, or really people of color, into the head coaching ranks and front offices of the NFL. So we'll have an interesting conversation with him. And then, of course, the NFL pigskin pickoff. We're going to do it a little bit early with three games on the docket for tomorrow. So we'll do those games and then a few games from the weekend. But first, LeBron James is back. Now, Anthony Davis is out. I'm going to be honest, Rob, and maybe Rob G wants to chime in quickly. Yeah, guys get sick. We know Lamar Jackson missed Sunday's game because he was sick. But AD, he played last night.
And remember, he was questionable last night. Remember, right. It was a game time decision last night.
And you heard him talk after the game, Rob. He seemed fine.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, he's a baller. I mean, here's AD.
Well, I can tell you what happened, Chris. So what Frank Vogel said today before the game started against Indiana, which they're now down by 7, is that AD was able to play yesterday.
Make it 9.
Because his fever broke. And they said that in their protocols say, if your fever's under control, then you can play. Well, after the game, it spiked again, and he hasn't been able to get it down today, which is why they couldn't let him play.
Okay. All right. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. With a fever. Okay.
Well, they're down. And look, they obviously, because they have no chance of winning a championship without either of those two in the lineup. But I see a lot of problems, Rob, with the Lakers. I mean, yeah. And primarily, they can't guard.
They can't defend anybody, Chris,
no.
100%.
They're old.
You can kid yourself all you want, right, and say, oh, they'll get it together. Yep. They're not defending anybody.
Right, and this is different. And people talked about the Nets last year. Oh, they don't guard. They don't have to be. But here's the thing. They weren't old.
Right.
And they were athletic enough and big enough where if they just put forth the effort and the focus on defense, could become adequate, right?
Right, and that's all they have to be. They don't need to be the number one ranked defense, Chris,
right,
in order to win. They just need – they can't be at the bottom third, you know? Like,
right.
Like that's where they can't be. You're right. And you remember they got better and moved to the middle of the pack. You remember
yeah,
that?
They were good. They did not win it because of their defense.
That wasn't it, right.
But the Lakers, Rob, I wonder if they've got the requisite level of athleticism. And they're all, I mean, LeBron, Westbrook, Melo, those three are going to be out there. Now, Melo might not be out there all the time in the clutch, but LeBron and Westbrook are going to be out there. And LeBron's not a horrible defender at this point, but he can only really do it in spurts. He can't consistently be that great defender, I don't think. And I think a lot of it's just age and they're old and they don't keep people in front of them. And so it's going to be interesting. They're playing DeAndre Jordan. I really don't know why, but he, you know, teams eat him up in the pick and roll. And so, or pick and pop. That's a big problem with them right now. And again, they're down right now early in the fourth quarter to the Indiana Pacers. Rob, let's move on here. Tomorrow, one of the big Thanksgiving Day games is the Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. And I'm just going to say it, Rob. And I know the story. The Detroit Lions, what was it? They came up with the idea of playing on Thanksgiving Day way back in 1934 or something like that. And
correct.
They've played.
I'll give you that.
That's it, right? They've played ever since on Thanksgiving Day, but for a brief break what, in the 30s or 40s where, you know, the league just wasn't playing. Well, World War II in the 40s. I'm just going to put it this way, Rob. And I'm going to be honest. I felt this way since I was a little kid. There was a brief respite during the Barry Sanders era when it was okay. But as a kid, I will always wonder, why in the world are the freaking Detroit Lions on television every Thanksgiving? And it was them and Green Bay. Remember, Green Bay wasn't that good at that in the 80s, right? And Chicago, you know, they had their down years, obviously. And I was like, they don't put the good teams on Thanksgiving. And I'm going to say this, Rob. I don't care that it was the Lions owner idea in 1934 to play on Thanksgiving. I don't care if the owner of the Lions invented Thanksgiving. I don't care if he invented Thanksgiving and football. I don't care if he invented Thanksgiving, football, and turkeys. The Detroit Lions need to stop being put on television or stop playing on Thanksgiving Day. Now, every now and again, fine. I think, Rob, it should be like Christmas in the NBA. You schedule before the seasons who you think will be the top teams, or some of them at least, and they play on Thanksgiving. Can you imagine if we were going to get to see Kansas City and Tampa Bay tomorrow? If we were going to get to see Green Bay and Baltimore tomorrow? I mean, I would be so excited. So much more excited. Now, granted, you got Dallas. The Raiders are struggling. But at least we get to see the Cowboys. The Bills are struggling with Jameis Winston. Maybe that would have been interesting with the Saints. But I'm tired, Rob. I am sick and tired of seeing the worst franchise in the NFL play on such a big day for national football. I'm saying, and it needs to stop. Enough with the tradition that dates back 90 years or 80 some odd years. It's time to stop putting the Detroit Lions on TV every Thanksgiving.
Chris Broussard, shame on you. And I know people think Rob Parker, the Detroit homer.
Yeah, we do. And the music
and you
ain't
know,
gonna help.
I worked in the media there for 20 years. Newspaper, radio, television. Go talk to the people in Detroit. They said I hated their city and I hated their teams. But on this day, Rob Parker stands and rises for tradition. I believe in tradition. It is an important part. Tradition is why we celebrate Thanksgiving on the third Thursday every November. And it was 1934 that G.A. Richards, the owner of the Detroit Lions, decided to start this tradition. And Chris, don't you dare try to take it away from the great people of Detroit, the black capital of the United States, of those hardworking people. What have those people done to you? You know what? It's a staple. It's a part of their life. Going to a Lions game and then having Thanksgiving dinner. This was the very same city where people came from all over the South to work in the car factories, the Ford factories, Chris, because Henry Ford paid black workers and white workers the same wage. $5 a day, no matter what color you are, dating back to 1914. Unheard of in these United States. And you want to strip those people and the lineage of those people who have given their all and take the one thing away from them. Detroit has been stripped of so many things. White flight and all the other things, and people have abandoned the city. It's a city built with great people and traditions. I love Detroit. I wasn't born there, but I became a man in Detroit. They've embraced me like I'm one of their own. You know what happened in World War II, Chris? The people of Detroit stopped making cars and made planes and bombs and all the other stuff that they needed for the war and directly influenced the war in a positive way for the United States. And now you want to bellyache and take away from the great city. It's about tradition. It's about Detroit. It's about the people. To hell with Chris Broussard and you fair weather NFL fans.
Fair weather?
The city is about the Thanksgiving Day game is a celebration of the culture and the texture and the people of Detroit. It ain't just about the Detroit Lions. It's a way of life. And let me give you one more history lesson, Mr. Let's Change Tradition. Detroit, the first place where they had paved roads. That's why there's 8 Mile Road, Chris, because that was 8 miles directly from downtown. The first place where they assigned telephone numbers individually to people was Detroit. The first state fair was in Detroit. How about the first automatic coffee maker was in Detroit? What about Motown? What about Hockey Town? How dare you try to take away the tradition from the great people of Detroit? No way, no how. Long live the Ford family and long live the Detroit Lions and long live the tradition of football in Detroit on Thanksgiving.
Enough. All right, you put on your music, you did your history lesson. I wasn't impressed because everything you said had nothing to do with football. Paved roads, state fairs, coffee makers. I'm not trying to take any of that from the people of Detroit and black people. They got a lot of black people in Cleveland, too. Washington, D.C., New Orleans, both of them called Chocolate City at different times. Baltimore, plenty of black folks. Chicago, Philadelphia. So you can't play that card. The bottom line is their franchise is horrible. And you, of all people, should be ashamed of yourself for trying to defend the Detroit Lions on Turkey Day. I'm sorry. And even if the people of Detroit, which I question, how much they love watching the Lions on Thanksgiving, because they usually get their butts kicked. And even if they come out and win the game and shock us all, it still only lifts their record to like 4-6, 3-8, whatever it might be, because they usually are a bad team. And one win on Thanksgiving doesn't change that, Rob Parker. And the bottom line is Thanksgiving is not just about the people of Detroit. It is about football fans all over these United States of America. And I guarantee you, every fan outside of Detroit has no interest whatsoever in watching the freaking Lions play on Thanksgiving. I'm off from work. I don't have to fight, to choose which game I'm going to watch because there's only one at a time on Thanksgiving. It's the one game I have to watch. And you give me the Lions? Stop it. Rob Parker, I don't care if you, what your ties are to Detroit. This was shameful. The Detroit Lions, enough. Get them off the set.
How are you going to diss the people of Detroit, man?
I'm not dissing the people of Detroit. I'm dissing the freaking Detroit Lions.
You can't take it away from that.
99 on Fox. Show me your substance. Oh, were you moved by the music? Were you moved by the ties to the city? The history lesson?
Tradition
Henry
is
Ford
what it is.
And all
tradition.
That? Or are you just, you want some good football on Thanksgiving? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Who you with? Rob Parker and the Lions or Chris Broussard and any other team? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
I was wrong.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, real credit card questions require real people. Real talk, you know. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives. You talk to people here in America, not on some far corner of the earth. And it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. 877-99 on Fox. Do you want the Lions to continue to be on television on Thanksgiving Day because of tradition? Or are you with me? It's time to start a new tradition and get them weaklings off the field on Thanksgiving. Your turn to win.
I'm about tradition. Let's go to Brandon in Dallas. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Brandon?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
How are you?
What up, man?
I'm doing great, man. Great. Ready for Thanksgiving. Hope y'all have a great one, too.
You too, brother.
Thanks. But, yeah, actually, man, 99.9, man, so much of a minuscule chance that I would not agree with Chris on this one, because normally on the bigger stages, when people are watching, I want to see the better competition, the best players, you know, all that. But I don't know. It's something about the Lions playing at noon, then the Cowboys playing at about 3:30. It's been that way my whole life. Been a Cowboys fan since I was 9. As far back as I can remember, that's how it happened. And there might be a little bit of logic behind it, you know, because the way my family operates, between 12 and 1 or 2 o'clock, that's when we're eating. You know, right. We're hustling, bustling a little
not,
bit.
Not
we're fellowshipping. We're paying attention to each other. And then once everybody eats, we're starting to digest. Then it's about 4 o'clock, and then we sit down and watch the Cowboys.
So the Lions are the prelim.
You got a tradition.
The Lions are the prelim. Rob, did you hear what he said? Read between the lines. He said the Lions are so horrible. I don't want a good game on, because then we'd have to watch it. We wouldn't be able to fellowship with one another. I understand that logic.
If
you don't, here's the logic. If you don't want to pay attention to the first game, keep the Lions on.
Man, Carl in Mobile, Alabama. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Guys, how y'all doing? Yeah, I want to weigh in on this. I think the Lions playing on Thanksgiving Day is, or actually losing on Thanksgiving Day, is as much a tradition as them playing on Thanksgiving Day. I have to hear about how great Tom Brady is 7 days a week, you know, 364 days out of the year. But one day out of the year, I can enjoy a meal with my family and not have to hear about how great Tom Brady is. And I can watch the lovable losers, the wowsy wozer Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow. Wowsy, I cannot believe this, Rob.
Let's keep the tradition.
I
That's two for two,
this.
Chris.
Oh, my God.
You just don't have a pulse.
You know what I would do when I was a kid? When I was a kid, we would all go out and play football while the Lions game was on.
Is that what it is?
All right, yeah, we would all go out and play football.
Go out, throw the ball around.
I'm a little old for that, but.
All right, Patrick in Virginia, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, how you doing, Chris and Rob?
What's up?
How are you?
Doing good. I'm wishing you guys a happy Thanksgiving Eve. But Rob,
you too, brother.
How are you going to take that beautiful song, that beautiful tradition song, and put such a horrible soliloquy over?
Thank you.
What in
Thank
the world?
You, my man.
Hey, yeah, I mean, people, come on, man.
For people who don't know, that's from Fiddler
football.
On the Roof, tradition. That's right.
Yes, it is. It is. Tradition from Fiddler on the Roof. Beautiful song, but man, I could not take your monologue. But look, I want to see good football, and the Lions have never been good football. Even with Barry Sanders, they were not good football. And I just don't understand why we have to waste. I actually watch because my family doesn't eat till 4 o'clock. I hate the Cowboys. So I want to watch
right.
something better at 12 o'clock.
But yeah, that's real talk, because at 12 o'clock is early to me.
Patrick, you're I
think most people are eating around 4-ish, 5-ish, something like
that.
Yeah,
and I don't care about the Cowboys, so I'll eat my turkey leg without watching them eat a turkey leg. So, there.
I'm with you, my man.
Appreciate it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest was a two-time Pro Bowler, defensive back, played for the Jets, the Chiefs, the Raiders. We are happy to welcome in James Hasty. James, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, man, how y'all doing? I'm good. How are you?
We are great, man. Happy Thanksgiving, first of all, to you and your family tomorrow.
Yeah, same to you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you got an interesting thing going on. You started your own search firm called NNJ. It's spelled E-N-E-J-E. It's pronounced NNJ. And it is targeted toward eliminating the biases and the racial disparity in sports hiring at all levels, from college to the pros, coaching to front offices. And you have developed an algorithm with sociology and math experts called the Coaching Performance Assessment System that helps the firm and employers objectively evaluate candidates. Tell us about your plan and, you know, what led you to do it, put it together, and how you came about, you know, this plan.
Well, first of all, let me just say thanks for having me on. I really do appreciate the opportunity. The whole idea came about, honestly, Chris and Rob, from just growing tired from seeing this continual cycle of coaches and certain guys or large groups of people of color in particular being overlooked for opportunities. And time and time again, we heard folks say, well, it's got to be on the owners. The owners are the ones that have to change this. They're the ones that have to fix this. And the reality is, we don't know if that's going to happen. So we needed to take an active approach, and that approach is, look, I know I played the game. I've coached the game. I've got a couple of young men in the NFL right now that I coached when they were in high school, and that's Buda Baker and Miles Jack. And so I have a decent understanding as to what some of those variables are in, when it comes to the game, and in particular coaching, that are very important when it comes to evaluating a coach. So we took that experience and that background, and we formulated a algorithm, as you mentioned. And that algorithm is basically a database right now that exists an amount of over 1,600 coaches are in this database. And that database consists of all the current NFL coaches and all of the Power 5 conference schools coaches are in there football-wise, as well as many of the former great coaches that have come through the NFL are in this database. With that said, we're now able to sit down and identify candidates from something simple as a plot graph, which is basically we are now able to see what coaches are coming up through the pipeline, as it may be, and identify who those coaches are long before there's a coach that's been terminated. Well, you can look at an example like, for example, we can look at the New York Giants. They've got Jason Garrett just was released, right? They just let him go. Well, Jason Garrett, some would say, well, why was he hired as offensive coordinator with the Giants when they let him go after only 26 games? Well, in our database, Jason Garrett was not necessarily ranked very high. Well, now who's the replacement that's going to come in for Jason Garrett to call plays this next week? Well, that guy's name is Freddie Kitchens. Well, Freddie Kitchens' grade may not be necessarily very high. So now, as an owner, if you happen to know this information and you know that you're putting your head coach is formulating a staff of guys that may not have the qualifications or the background and experience that you're looking for, you may be more hesitant to hire a guy like that. So we take this database and we can use it in various forms to help the administrators at the college level, as well as helping ownership groups find these coaches and then be more actively involved in putting their staff together, which is why we truly believe the turnover is so constant
is because the ownership groups are not being active in identifying these candidates from the head coach on down.
Okay.
Now, James, this all sounds great. Where do the players and the players' union have some sort of responsibility? This is Chris and I talk about this all the time. And I get the owners, and until you start to hold them accountable for their horrendous hiring record, for their nepotism, for all the other stuff that goes in, it's not going to change. Where do the players, because I get it. You know, like they all take care of each other and their friends. That's how Jason Garrett got the job. That's how Kitchens is going to get in because he knows somebody and he coached with somebody before. Where do the players and the union come in? Because and the reason I think that they do hold a responsibility is if some of these big time players don't go there, don't play for these teams and say, hey, look at your minority hiring, look at what you've done. You know, it sheds light on how bad things are in an organization, and maybe that'll get them to change. Because if you leave it up to the owners, I just don't think they're going to do the right thing unless they're forced to.
Well, if we expect the players to take some necessary strong position, I think that's a mistake. I think this has to be done in a collaborative way. You know, we can see the difference in salaries that gap is continually growing between the quarterbacks and everyone else. So I don't think it's realistic to expect the players to take an active role in this at all.
Wait a minute. When you say not players, it's about players who eventually want a second career when they're done playing. So why wouldn't players have an interest in that down the road? I want to be a coach. I want to be a head coach. And if we continue to allow these guys to get away with it, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying to strike or boycott, but to shed light and let these owners know it's not responsible or not fair that we're not getting the same opportunities. That's what I'm talking about.
What I truly believe is that we need to take this data analytics, okay, and we need to use it as we use analytics and algorithms and so many other walks of life. And now we have a system in place where we can truly entrust that there's going to be a field of candidates that it's going to continually grow. This database is available for everyone to participate and join. Right? There's no cost.
All right, James, are any teams using your database yet? And if not, or if so even, what is your plan to get it basically used by the league and all the teams in it?
No teams in the NFL are using our system yet. We have had discussions with the NFL, and we're hoping that we'll have an opportunity here in the next couple of weeks to go out to New York and meet with the Fitzpatrick Alliance and the league in regards to our system. It really simply comes down to us understanding that we're going to have to now collaborate with the college administrators and the owners, right? Now, what does that mean? Let's take the system and reverse it in terms of let's go and talk to the owners, find out what it is they deem important when it comes to the candidate. We have the tools now to take their words out of their own mouth and then go identify a candidate that's like-minded in terms of philosophy. And in conjunction with that, we can then look at that coach's career and their background, and we can combine those two scores, and we can identify candidates based on what the owner has told us, not where we go and identify the candidates and then we bring it to the owners and ask the owners to interview the candidate, and the owner tears the guy apart because there's all these various issues with the coach. Let's collaborate. These are billionaires. Let's sit down and collaborate with them. Have them tell us what they want and then allow us to go on to find those candidates. We truly believe that's the only way this system is going to change is through an algorithm-based type of system, right, where we have candidates all throughout the league that are in there. We have college coaches that are in there. We have folks that are joining the database around the clock. And the goal is to say to the owners, we know that there's folks out there. That pipeline is going to be filled with candidates all year long. We can now project out multiple years out on who those candidates are going to be long before there's a need. And it simply involves us sitting down and collaborating and using our database. Now, the other piece is there's an educational tool.
Let me ask you this in 30 seconds because we got a break. Give me, like, how, a lot of people are skeptical. I think your plan sounds great and the data pay sounds great.
Yes.
But do these owners really, do they want to be objective?
Exactly.
I mean, they're moving the goalposts, you know, on these coaches. Joe Judge, for instance, in New York, didn't have the qualifications that coaches typically have.
Right.
And a guy like Eric Bieniemy, Byron Leftwich, Todd Bowles, they did, and they got passed over again. So how skeptical, how much of you is skeptical that they really even want this type of objective?
You know, the idea is a good idea if you have willing people to participate.
What we know is that there's going to always be a group of owners that will never hire a person of color. That much we need to accept and understand. There's also a group that has hired minority coaches. And then there's a group that's hired them once and they haven't done it again. We have to focus on that group. That's the largest group of all the coaches. We need to focus on that group and continue to push what we're talking about as it relates to this database, collaborating with the owners. And then, as I mentioned, there's an educational piece, which is we believe we've now developed a social platform where it's going to be strictly for coaches. And we're going to start talking about educating these coaches, because how many times, you guys, do we see week in and week out coaches making mistakes simply because they didn't know? There has to be an educational component to improving the game, along with making it safer for guys to play. If we don't take those efforts to improve and protect the game is going to continue to diminish, fall apart as we've seen it the last few years.
James, look, I think it's a great idea.
Yes, thank you, James.
We're rooting for you, man, and we'll stay in touch. Stay in touch with us.
And we want to hear about progress.
Yeah,
if you make some progress, come back and let us know, okay?
I'd love to. Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, brother. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Take care.
Yep. All right, NFL Pigskin Pickoff Thanksgiving Day Edition is next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, it is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. The Odd Couple picking NFL games against the spread. Normally do this on Friday after our interview with Lamar Mitchell, so you guys can get the inside scoop on how the sharps are betting. You're on your own, though, this week, because we're doing it on a Wednesday. And let me just let you guys know before we pick these games, we have a change at the top on the season-long rankings. Chris Broussard.
Running away with it.
Three games up on Rob Parker right now.
Yes, boy. I told y'all. Rob talked all that trash, and I'm tired of it.
There's 10 weeks
to go. It's time
to
flex.
10 weeks to go.
I was wrong.
It's not 10 weeks to go. It's 10 weeks in.
7 weeks.
What's the score, Rob G?
Plenty of time. Three games is nothing.
Three games. I mean, let's just put it this way, guys. Chris is only hitting at a 55% clip, so he's still not making you money.
Right.
But he's not losing you money either, like Rob Parker. So that's all I'm going to say.
I should take over Shekel City.
Rob, you got to get back in the winning track here, Rob. Let's make things competitive now.
Rob's under 500?
Rob is under 500 at the moment.
Right. Which has never happened in the history of this, but all right, let's go.
That's right. Prove or performance.
I don't know about all that.
All right, here we go. Game number one, Thanksgiving Day. The Bears -3 road favorites in Detroit against Rob's Lions. Rob, who do you like?
I'm taking the Bears. I'm sorry. I know Jared Goff is probably going to play, and the Lions, people think the Lions always win. They don't always win at home on Thanksgiving, not at all. I'm going to take the Bears. I just don't believe in the Lions.
Rob, I'm going with the Lions. I know I said they shouldn't be playing on Thanksgiving Day.
And
they
should. Made up, Rob G. Remember that.
Look,
one game.
They have played teams tough. I don't think they're going to lose or tie every game. Yes. Look. Jared Goff is playing. You got Andy Dalton going for the Bears. Is that who you're putting your faith in?
Tradition.
The Lions get this one. Yes, on Thanksgiving, Dan Campbell gets his first victory. That's something for the people of Detroit.
All right, you saw the light, so now you don't want to take the game from the city of Detroit.
No, I do, but this is their last one. Go out on top with a W, Detroit. I gotcha.
All right, we move
on. And if you lose, it won't
be by more
than
three. Chris, we don't have time for this. Come on.
Yes.
Number two, my Raiders, 7.5-point road underdogs against the Dallas Cowboys. Chris, what do you like?
That's a lot. That's a lot of points. I ain't going to lie. And I mean, the Raiders have been horrible recently, but Cowboys need a win. I'm going to go with Dallas. I'm going with Dallas.
I have to go with Dallas coming off that horrible game. I think that that's going to be – they were so bad and couldn't do anything that they will come back and win.
All right, game number three of the Pigskin Pickoff. The Buffalo Bills, who have been very confusing this season, 6-point road favorites in New Orleans against the Saints. Rob Parker.
I'm going with Buffalo. They got too much talent to be as bad as they've been. They need a let's get back on track game. Let's get back to what we used to do. And I don't know who's the quarterback for the Saints. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Trevor Siemens. The 6 points is a little scary, but I'm with Rob. I'm going with the Bills. They need to get on back on track. Saints have lost 3 straight since Jameis Winston went down. I'm going with Buffalo.
All right, game number four. I think this is going to be the game of the week, actually. Bucks -3 on Sunday in Indy against the suddenly streaking Colts. Chris Broussard.
Man, the Colts have been playing great. They need this victory. But here's the thing. We know they're powered by their running game with Jonathan Taylor, and Tampa Bay has the best run defense in the league. That's going to force Carson Wentz, I think, to have to put it up in the air and win it with his arm, and I don't think he's going to do that, so I'm going with Tampa Bay.
I'm going to go with the streaking Colts. They've played well. They got something going. I like where they are, and I don't know. I mean, I know Tampa Bay beat the Giants, but it was the Giants. I just like the Colts in this one. So here's another one we got a difference in.
All right, here's the last game. Rams at the Packers. Aaron Rodgers and his non-COVID toe. It's a pick'em in Green Bay. Rob Parker, just pick the winner. Who do you like?
It's a pick'em. Who are they playing? I'm sorry.
Rams and the Packers.
Oh, it's a pick'em. Wow. I'm going to go with the Pack. They lost. They're not going to lose again. They just barely lost. Aaron Rodgers played great. The defense was missing some people. I'll go with the Pack.
Yeah, they need a dub. Both teams need a W. The Rams have lost 2 straight. Matthew Stafford hasn't played well. And this is big because, you know, the rap on Stafford is that he doesn't and hasn't played well against good teams. But all that said, I'm putting more faith in Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, so I'm going with Green Bay. It's hard to see the Rams lose 3 straight, but I got the Pack.
And that's the Pigskin Pickoff. Make some money, America.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, my man.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, Rob. Have a great day tomorrow. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. I'll miss you. I'll think about you while I'm eating turkey.
Go ahead. Have your turkey.
Yams,
have fun.
Sweet potato pie. Peace.